The topic of discussion or the chapter that we are going to discuss is the sixth chapter, that is improving the recruitment process through the use of technology. As we know, friends, today the business environment is rapidly changing. There are dynamic changes happening in business and the technology is also encountering evolution. It is also dynamically changing. So the best thing that can be done is to bring a match between the business requirements. In our particular case, it is the recruitment requirements and leveraging the use of this advancing technology. As we know, the changes of technology mean that the technology is going through advancements. Certain things like cloud computing, certain things like the presence of web tools, the presence of Android applications, the presence of job portals, the presence of social networking as well as business networking are the certain advances that are here to stay. So as from the perspective of a recruitment professional, we need to definitely leverage most or some of these, you know, at least some of these technologies, if not all of them, in order to create efficiency, in order to create the best possible use of technology in our recruitment process. Let us look at the objectives that are there defined for this particular chapter to develop a better understanding of what lies ahead. We need to understand the benefits of using the various software applications in the recruitment process. There are various applications like resume parsing, there are application tracking systems, there are websites of corporates which not only behave like a backend where they receive data and store it for further scrutiny, but also in a certain interactive manner. Also the various types of applications used specifically in recruitment and the working features and benefits of the application tracking software and resume parsing, as I mentioned, as well as use of cloud computing in recruitment. This is an interesting concept, cloud computing. Most of you might be aware of this. Through the perspective of recruitment, we are going to look at how cloud computing can bring out certain benefits. Let's now move on to the introductory portion here. The buzzword and the latest trends in recruitment is the e-recruitment. E-recruitment is nothing but recruitment done with the help of the World Wide Web, with the help of the internet, with the help of technologies which are similar or which work with the internet as a backbone. Technologies like blogs of corporate websites. You've got the job portals like Naukri, Monster, Times Jobs. You've got staffing companies which have their own websites or their own online presence like Kerry Services or Adecco People One or Manpower, some of the prominent ones here. So and of course cloud computing practices. So all these are encompassed, all these come under the umbrella of the term e-recruitment. Many big and small organizations use the internet as a source of recruitment. So now, as I said in the introductory slide, in a previous slide, you actually need to, as an organization, as a professional working in recruitment, you need to tap the various sources available, the various tools available online, so as to improve your recruitment process. E-recruitment is nothing but the use of technology to assess this particular recruitment process. Well, let me share a NASSCOM report, a recent NASSCOM report, which states that in India there is a growing penetration of the usage of internet, primarily for two major reasons. These prominent reasons are, first, to look for a job. So people in India visit various job portals, they visit various websites, corporate sites, they visit various blogs wherein they send their resumes as passive candidates or active candidates. And of course, the second reason is to send and receive emails. Often some of them are interlaced with finding of a job. So the purpose there is again the finding of a job. And as of date, there are about 18 million resumes lying on online databases. A huge number, a staggering number, a huge whopping number as compared to the physical resumes lying in offices. So this is the impact of e-recruitment today. And of course, as the technological enhancements happen, as the advancements happen, they are here to stay. Well, let us continue with the introduction. The emerging now of the cloud computing, the merging of the cloud computing with HR systems is already happening on a global level. Although it's invisible, but there are many cloud computing companies which are helping recruitment professionals with a lot of software as services, a standard component or a standard name provided to cloud computing tools to help the recruitment professionals worldwide. These solutions, as I mentioned, are packaged into something, the concept is known as software as a service, short for S, in a short it's known as SaaS. For short, these touch the professional lives as profoundly as the personal ones. So various applications are developed on cloud computing, which can be accessed through the cloud network or the cloud drive. Cloud computing basically, you need an introduction, it's nothing but access to various resources which can be uploaded on cloud. Companies which have an online presence like Google, which is the famous search engine, which is a famous company, has its own Google Drive. Microsoft has also come out with its Drive. So these companies and many other companies provide recruiters to have their own cloud computing tools, own cloud computing applications known as SaaS. The internet penetration in India is increasing and has tremendous potential for the development of such cloud computing tools. Of course, in all fields this is happening, and recruitment is also a party to it. We are going to discuss in the further slides about cloud computing in better detail. Well, we need to also develop an understanding of the two major types or the two kinds of e-recruitment mechanisms that exist or that can be leveraged by the organization, which are online in nature. One is the job portals like Naukri, Monster, Times Jobs, Shine, Indeed, which help people to upload their resumes, which help people to receive job notifications, which help people to search with the keywords, with the skills, with the qualifications, with the relevant experience for jobs from companies. We've extensively seen how these job portals look like. In fact, most of us know what are job portals, and we've already sent our resumes or probably received resumes if we are into the field of recruitments. They have resume passing systems wherein these help the corporate professionals to screen resumes, to pass them, look out for the exact criteria that they are desiring, like if they require certain qualifications, then the resume passing system can provide a specific set, filtering out the rest. If they require an experience, let us say a production manager requires about 10 years, then the others are just ruled out and you get results of more than 10 years. So you can specify these things in the screening. Again, corporate websites are coming into prominence. Along with job portals, we also have corporate websites wherein people who are interested, the candidates can send their resumes. These can lie passive for some time, but then if requirements come out along with the screening type of software or the ATS type of software applications, the recruiters can pull out interesting resumes and call them for an interview. Let's move on. Now we shall take a look at the online recruitment techniques. Just an introductory look here. The provision of a detailed job description and job specifications in the job postings to attract candidates with the right skill sets and qualifications, which is done through an online medium, is nothing but the online recruitment techniques. So techniques which enhance the process of recruitment, enhance the process of detailed job description and job specification, which is provided through the internet as a medium, which is done online, is nothing but the online medium. Okay, a well-defined and structured applicant tracking system should be integrated, and the system should have a back-end support. So to facilitate this particular process of having a recruitment process in place using an online or the internet as a medium, should always look at a tight integration between the structured applicant system as well as the back-end support. So front-end and back-end matter. A simple user-friendly front-end, yet effective front-end, which actually sends profiles and then screening, passing those in the back-end, which lead to effective recruitment or selection. So this is what is actually online recruitment. These are certain techniques. E-recruitment should be incorporated into the overall recruitment strategy of the organization. So e-recruitment should not be a part of any silo, or it should not be viewed separately. It is now becoming so prominent that the integration needs to be with the entire strategy, and it should be in a holistic manner. Presence of comprehensive websites to receive and process job application needs to be a mandate for all organizations, whether big or small, so that they can receive directly the resumes, and they can, you know, this creates a large pool of applicants. So before we start with the process of the selection and the interviewing, you already have a large pool of candidates which you can pass frequently, which you can screen frequently to get people. So this particular online presence actually creates an ongoing process of recruitment, not just whenever you receive a position, you start looking, but this can happen on an ongoing basis. Therefore, to conclude from the previous slides, it can be said that e-recruitment is the evolving face of recruitment. This evolution, innovation, change, dynamic changes, these are some of the keywords or buzzwords that we've used right from the start of this particular subject, the start of this particular chapter. So definitely whatever is the message sent through e-recruitment, it is definitely for the good and definitely looking towards evolving for better effectiveness, evolving to enhance this process of recruitment. Well, here what we are looking at is a diagram which helps us explain the advantages of e-recruitment. There are several advantages that we can see here which are related to e-recruitment. As we know, recruitment is a process which has been streamlined to a great extent with the use of technology. E-recruitment has not only helped job seekers to get more career options, but also helped organizations get hundreds of resumes to fill any position. The best ways to use technology for recruitment will definitely help save time and cost. Specific reasons behind the statement said are because it's a low cost mechanism. So if you've noticed, rather than putting a TV ad, which would cost, if it's a prime time ad, it would cost some, you know, if it's an Indian context, it would cost the company in lakhs. Here it's extremely low cost. No intermediaries involved, so there are no recruitment agencies. A recruitment professional can directly post an ad on their intranet or the corporate website or a blog or probably any free social networking site which has an online presence. The next is the reduction in time for recruitment. Since there are a multitude of channels and these are viewed by many people, some receiving these requirements in their email, so there is definitely a huge pool of people resulting in the reduction of time for the recruitment. The next is recruitment of right type of people. What can be done is, from the passive pool of people that you receive, you can definitely be more selective, and you can you're not dictated terms by any recruitment professionals or in recruitment agencies. Nobody's recommended here. So you can, at your own discretion, at your own scrutiny, choose the right type of people. And of course, efficiency of the recruitment process through the entire gamut of these particular advantages is definitely improved. So it's can be called as a low cost and a time saving alternative to the conventional ways of recruiting. Next, we shall, as a part of the introduction, look at some of the useful tips for e-recruitment or the use of technology. Technology should be consistent, so there should be a consistent use of technology. If not used properly, the use of technology can prove more costly to organizations using it for hiring. So it's important to do your homework before choosing the recruitment software. So those software applications which probably are less cost intensive, which help you and which are less complicated, probably can be used so as to leverage their applications or applicability. Use softwares that work consistently, giving desired results. So before employing any software, before using any software, we need to look at several factors, like we have done for vendors. So we need to look at multiple factors which would best fit the organization. The next is job description on the job portals. In this context, the recruitment professionals need to provide complete job description. It's the onus of the recruitment professionals to put this particular completed job description on the portals wherever the job is displayed. There needs to be a mention made of the minimum qualification required by the company, the number of years of experience, the skill set, and any additional certifications that are required for the position, etc. This will attract more resumes that are more qualified for the job. So if the job, let us say, is for, let us say, an advertising agency, and the minimum qualification required is at least a diploma in mass media communication. So you should, as a recruiter, put exactly that qualification, so people with similar qualification can apply, and you can actually be pretty accurate and concise when you get those job applications. A few more tips we are going to look at. These relate to the online tests and questionnaires. So as a recruitment professional, there is a need to create a test relevant to the job opening and therefore attach it along with the job application on the online portals. Candidates who are seriously looking for a job will definitely take out the time to do the test. The results of the test will help recruiters find good resource for the organization. So that's the reason why when we are administering online tests and questionnaires, they need to be relevant to the job description and the job opening. The next point to be taken care of or remembered as a useful tip is the use of automated communication using sophisticated software. Now, the use of software applications to answer commonly asked questions will help candidates get answers for any query, therefore saving a lot of time and efforts of the recruitment professionals, as well as answer queries from relevant candidates. Automated recruitment software will help save the recruiter's time, as I said, and enhance the overall experience of the recruitment process. Hence, an automated communication using certain sophisticated software available in the market needs to be put into place. Some more useful tips. The next pertains to the effective use of corporate website for the career page. The career page of the companies or recruitment firms website should be well designed for candidates to search for jobs and apply online. Candidates can leave their queries on the page along with their contact information, and the automated software can answer the questions, or it can be done by the recruiters. Another point is extremely important, having discussed it a lot of times, we reiterated though, the use of social media. So an important tip here is post your job on all job portals as well as the social media sites like Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, Twitter, etc. Point to be remembered here is young professionals are more active on these sites and use it for job purposes. So you might end up getting a good number of applicants who actually match your job requirements, and then you can be selective to choose the best among those. Hence, the use of social media goes a long way in doing so. Next set of tips here. The first thing is to maintain the candidate database for future use. This concept relates to the passive candidates. Some of the candidates might have just applied, not requiring the job immediately, but then these candidates can be made use of in the future. So there's a need to save all the resumes that you receive for any job application, even if they are not relevant to the particular job. This will help maintain a database that can be screened later, that can be served later for any other future job related requirements. The next point is that of employer branding, which is extremely important in today's changing business environment. It is a recruiter's job to brand and market the employer well. With the use of technology, it's not even easier to enhance the brand value of an organization. More number of people will apply to a job in a good brand name, as it will boost their career. So it's extremely important that recruiters keep this mind when they are using online method of recruitment. Well, the last set of tips, let us look at them. The first amongst these is the combined use of technology. Your recruiters need to use two or more technologies together. This can be really helpful. For example, a software that generates results for online tests can also generate automated responses to intimate the candidate if it has passed the test, if they have passed the test or not. The last point here that needs to be remembered as a part of the useful tips is the recruitment software used by the recruiter should be easy in its application and in the comprehension. That is, it should be easy to use and understand. The goal here is to simplify the hiring process by the use of technology. And it can be achieved only if the recruiter is able to put technology to wise use. Imagine a person going to a Naukri or a monster.com and being overwhelmed by the number of choices. If it's user friendly, if the site provides details, the person can easily apply. If he is perplexed by the number of choices, probably he might not apply in the right places. So technology needs to be user friendly, and it should be actually very simple for the applicants to apply online. The benefits of using software applications in recruitment, we're continuing. Nowadays, there are large numbers of employers and job aspirants with numerous domains and job positions. Well, this is quite different from the bygone days where there were people with fewer qualifications, which were similar in nature, and there were fewer jobs those times. In fact, there were nothing like what is happening today. The situation was quite different. The number of job applications was less, the number of jobs were less. All this is changing with recruitment going online with the current business changes. With the growing number of applicants in various fields, it is becoming extremely difficult to manage all the functions manually. Hence, there is a requirement for things to go online. Now, with online presence, it is quite simple to post resumes. As we have discussed in the previous slides, there are various things like the job portals, there are various things like the business networking sites, the social networking sites, and so on. So now recruitment is becoming more streamlined, the process, and this is one of the prime benefits, that is the reach and availability of the internet to act as a medium for the recruitment process. let's discuss some more benefits here. Now, as a part of the benefits, there are some features of the recruitment software which make life easy for the recruitment professionals. These features include the feature of resume parsing. Resume parsing is nothing but you're filtering, you're screening out important information which can be used as against the set criteria for our organization. So, if a position requires experience, let us say in sales, that is a 10 years experience, if it requires handling of 100 people, a team of 100 people, if it requires handling of 4 branches, so all this information can be parsed or obtained from the resumes by using this particular application. There is a powerful search mechanism. You can include an advanced search. We are all aware of what is a search. We are all aware of the search that can be conducted on the online job portals. In the previous chapter, we have seen the advanced search feature of Naukri Monster Times Jobs, wherein you can search for skills, you can search for qualifications, you can search for various things like technical competencies, the years of experience, the preference, the preferred city as well. So there are many aspects which can be a part of the powerful search mechanism. Staffing and application stats. So whatever has been the kind of statistics that have happened in the past months, the past year, you can all receive dashboards, you can all you can receive statistics from this particular staffing and application software. Data can be managed in a multitude of ways. It can be in fact processed, it can be presented in the form of various dashboards in a graphical manner, it can be presented in the form of a split pie chart and various other ways. Reports can be created and can be sent to specific stakeholders, some of the line functions or probably the bosses, who can look at the reports and understand how the positions are being filled, how new positions or old positions are being filled. Integration with Microsoft Outlook and websites. So this is tightly integrated with the main mail mechanism used by many companies, which is the Microsoft Outlook. So you can receive mails by being integrated with such recruitment software. And of course, organizational websites. So if recruiters are receiving majority of the resumes from the online websites that they have, the organizational websites, definitely they will, there is an integration of the recruitment software with these particular websites.